the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
Update.
Yo, Landon. What's up, dude? Welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show. We last talked to you on FML back in September.
Yes, sir.
Landon, this was a wild FML. So just to recap, everyone, you had a girlfriend you were very much in love with, and you came to us saying you were a guy, you made a mistake. No, you didn't cheat, but you did something that was devastating, and it was ruining your relationship. And at the time, you guys had this mutual friend who was this other woman, correct? And
yep.
And she sort of showed interest in you and her and thought you guys were like a hot couple. And then in a moment of weakness, as you said, you sent her a video, the friend, a video. And we had assumed that you had sent the friend a video of just you, but you actually sent the friend a video of you and your girlfriend. And then the girlfriend found out, and then sort of all hell broke loose, and you were trying to figure out how to get out of this mess, right?
Yeah, and it was just, I thought there was a thing that she wanted to do because we talked about it, and that's what I forgot to mention the last time we talked, because it wasn't just like a me thing. She talked about it as well, and like it wasn't just a one-time thing. We talked about it multiple times.
But she talked about it with you, though, not with the other girl.
Yeah.
So what happened after we all had the discussion and you went back to her to talk things through?
I planned a couple things. Like, you know, I said, like, let's try couples therapy to talk about it and get a non-biased opinion because she brought a couple of her friends into it, and her friends weren't, like, on the best terms with me, I guess. And you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like it was kind of, I'm not going to say unfair to me, but it was kind of unfair in my playing in forgiveness and stuff like that. And, it made things kind of a little bit more difficult for me to like apologize and make sure she knows that it was like a one-time mistake and like all that stuff. And it just made it simply hard for me. So we tried couples therapy and it was working. Like it really was. We went, for 3 or 4 times, and every time we went, we made progress, and we tried all the things that our therapist told us to try, and it was actually going pretty well. And that ended when she got really busy with school, obviously, and I understood that. Like, school was coming up to exams time and all that stuff, and she said she couldn't commit to it because of all the studying that she needed to do and all the time that school was taking. And she kind of just gave up on going to therapy with me and then kept listening to the friends that saying I was terrible for her and all this stuff.
Hold on a second. At what point in all of this did you take 100% full responsibility?
Oh, like immediately.
Because you're talking a lot about how things were very unfair to you.
No. I'm not trying to make it seem unfair to me at all. Like, not at all. It was the only thing that I find unfair is the fact that, like, we couldn't just deal with it ourselves. Friends didn't need to be involved. Like, I never brought my friends into my relationship.
But, well, you did, and you sent your friend a video of your girlfriend.
Well, I mean, like, in the decision process of
problems. You brought friends into it.
In a sense, yeah, you are right. But when it comes to, like, you know, like, decisions making and, like, all the problems and stuff like that, like, I personally don't believe that you should deal with your problems with your partner and not have, you know, biased opinions.
Well, except for when you called us.
Yeah.
The whole time you heard the story.
Wait, so, okay, despite all of that, okay, I need to know, or I guess we need to know, Landon, what's the status of the relationship now?
It's completely over, and I'm just...
Oh.
November-ish, and okay. I'm feeling like super broke down because of it, because I truly, truly, truly love this woman, and like I can't see myself loving another person. Like, I loved her.
Is she still in your life, though? Like, do you guys still talk? Do you still text? Is she reaching out to you at all? Or is she, like, completely gone?
No, like, I've talked to her a couple times, and she just said that that I need to let go, and I've been trying. Like, I've been doing pretty well for myself. I've just been steady working and going to the gym and trying to just do my own thing and let it go. But it's really, like, heart-tearing.
And yeah, it sucks, dude.
It's, like, the hardest thing.
Again, you are not this is not poor you, okay? You're saying stuff like when we were going through it. No, when you put her through it.
Yes, sorry. Yeah, you're right.
As soon as you were not the only one talking to her, as soon as she went to a friend, where obviously the friends, she's in like a terrible state, and the friends are like, yo, this is an unforgivable thing. Get this guy out of your life, which is really good advice.
In a sense, yeah, but when we were talking about it, like after we tried like couples therapy and stuff like that, she told me, she's like, I really shouldn't have brought my friends into it because I love you. We were actually figuring it out.
But you're not, you can't be surprised. And yeah. this is what happens when you do something like that. And you gotta be, you know, you gotta sort of take this. This is the most logical result of what you did. That thing you're feeling, Landon, isn't heartbreak. It's called guilt.
No, I don't get me wrong. I know I've been living with guilt. Yeah, I know.
And you got to get over that. You got to get over that with time, just the same way, you know, she does with heartbreak, and you will, and everything else. But that's what it is that it's guilt. And you'll get over it.
It's just super difficult.
Yeah.
I hear you, man.
We will, we're going to check in with you again. Maybe we'll do an update to the update, Landon. Okay. So stay in touch, because this doesn't sound like it's over for you.
Yeah, no.
All right, brother.
It's going to take a long time.
It will.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon, boys. Thank you very much.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hello, Leah. It's Roz and Mocha. How's it going?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. You are here for Fix My Life. What in your life needs fixing?
An old date keeps trying and trying and trying and trying.
Oh, wow. You wrote, it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I went out on a date about a year ago, but I didn't go out on a second date because we weren't really hitting it off. We had almost nothing in common, and it was hard to keep the conversation going. I told him that I wasn't interested in pursuing anything with him, and he was okay with that. Now, since then, he's been sending me a lot of memes and videos, particularly of things that relate to me, like cute puppies and vet memes. I try to give very delayed responses, or sometimes just leave him on read, but he's even invited me to a concert for his birthday, just the two of us. He's super nice, so maybe he's just being friendly. Do I try to address this? Do I let him keep going, doing what he's doing? Or maybe am I just overreacting?
Since he's been texting you, like, memes, like you said, and all stuff like that, in between all of that, has he ever asked, like, hey, is there a chance we could go out again?
Yeah, he did ask if I wanted to go grab, like, this new restaurant that opened up, or, like, a new bar that opened up. And I said, no, thanks.
Okay. And then what did you reply when he said, hey, I want to take you to this concert for my birthday?
I was just like, oh, wow, that sounds fun, but that's girl. Not really.
Have you just not said straight up to him, this is not going to happen? Like,
yes, she did at the beginning.
Yeah.
No, but since then, like, I know you said it at the very, very beginning, but it seems like this guy thinks that there's still some sort of a chance by continuously messaging you or sending you memes or anything like that. Have you said anything else since then about, yo, this is going nowhere?
I have not, okay. To be honest. Yeah, he's really nice. Like, I don't want to hurt his feelings twice.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to, you know? Mm-hmm. How long had you guys known each other before the first date?
Oh, we did not know each other. Okay. Like, we met at a friend's birthday.
So I'm guessing that, you know, the first date, maybe he wasn't on his best, and he felt it didn't go well, obviously, because you said you didn't want to go out again. So you guys did the date first, and then he tried to build a rapport and get to know you, which was after the fact, right? Okay. Which are normally all things that are supposed to happen before you go on a date, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that he's sort of trying to do things in reverse and make good on a night that he doesn't feel went well. And I think that he probably thinks that he's way better than the guy that showed up on that date. And he's now spent a year trying to prove it to you.
Do I give him another chance then?
No, I think that you should be straight up. And do you want to give him another chance?
Not really.
Okay, then tell him. And make sure when you tell him that this is now the second time you're telling him this.
Ooh, okay.
You know,
and like, then he'll probably leave you alone.
And I don't know how you want to phrase this, but I think that he needs to get the idea, because he's probably going to say, oh, no, of course, whatever. He may be cool with it. But I think that he now thinks that you guys are friends. And I'm getting the sense that you don't even want that in a relationship with him.
Yeah. I mean, maybe in group settings, but I find that it was so hard to keep a conversation going. And I think. Yeah.
So
memes
just
that he sends like doesn't really make me smile or anything.
Yeah. So I would politely decline and just, you know, revisit the thing where, you know, you're not interested. You know, you don't be blunt, be compassionate, but you got to be blunt. And when you tell him, you got to make sure that you're not leaving the door open where it's not maybe not right now, or, you know, some other excuse. No, you have to be blunt, but you got to be compassionate.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try that.
Does that make sense, Leah?
Yeah, it does. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day. All the best.
Awesome. You too. Love you. Bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on Kiss.
Emma, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hi.
You're in Winnipeg. What part of Winnipeg do you live in?
Charleswood.
Okay, okay. Nice. A lot of Roz and Mocha fans out there. Why are you on FML?
Reconnecting with family isn't always easy.
No, it's not. You wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I endured mistreatment from my mom's family, especially my grandmother, who criticized my choices and favored my cousin. Despite attempts to reconnect, the awkwardness persists. Their past behavior has taken a toll on my mental health, leaving me uncertain about rebuilding our relationship.
So what happened? What do you mean they criticized your choices? Give us an example of what happened.
So I have a younger cousin. She's about 2 years younger than me. And they would kind of just always compare me to her. So, I don't know, say I'd bake like a cookie. She'd be like, no, you don't know how to do that properly. Get advice from like my cousin. She knows how to do it properly. And I'm like, okay. And I recently started working as a caregiver, and they were just like, they're like, you don't know what you're doing, like just saying stuff like that to me. But I'm actually a really good caregiver. So.
Okay, so is this your mom saying this, or is this your grandmother saying all this?
My grandmother.
Okay, so what's your relationship like with your mom?
I have a really close relationship with my mom.
So what did she say about all this?
Yeah, like, well, does your mom, like, tell her mom to just sort of, like, calm down a little bit and let you breathe?
My mom doesn't really have a relationship with her mom, but she just kind of, like, yeah.
Why doesn't your mom have a relationship with your grandmother?
Because my grandma's also like that towards my mom.
Okay, so what is your mom's advice? Like, if your mom doesn't talk to your grandmother because your grandmother was like this, and now your grandmother's turning around doing the same thing she did to your mom to you, like, is your mom just, like, not taking your side in all this?
My mom encourages me to have a relationship with her. My mom also just, like, kind of sticks through it because it's her mom, but...
Yeah, but she doesn't talk to her, though.
She talks to her sometimes, but
have a terrible relationship because the grandmother's like this.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
My grandma likes to pick favorites with her children too.
Okay, so
and my mom.
How old are you, Emma?
I'm 21.
Okay. I think maybe you need to have a conversation with your mom. Like, if she knows everything that's going on, maybe your mom should just have a convo with your grandma to say, like, Emma's doing her thing, like, leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that your mom needs to tell her mom that she is doing the exact same thing to you that she did to her. And the relationship, and obviously the grandmother knows that her relationship with your mom is strained as well. And your mom needs to say, I know we don't have the best relationship, but what you're doing right now is you're ruining the relationship with your granddaughter. And she is going to have the exact same relationship with you that I do, which is very little.
Yeah, and like, because I also have a kid, and like, she's upset that I don't come around and she's not a part of his life, but I don't really want her to be a part of his life if she's going to just fine. Treat him poorly.
Yeah. Then that's fine. That's your call.
That's your kid, right?
Yeah.
And I think you have every right to tell your grandmother the truth, to say, like, I don't want to bring my child around your negativity. Here are some examples of when you've been negative, because then your grandma would say, well, when have I ever been that way? You got to be prepared if you end up having that conversation with examples, right?
There's nothing wrong with saying, you know, you're out here doing your best. You're 21. You're trying to work. You got a kid. You got a lot going on in your life. And all you're doing is trying your best. And when you're around your grandmother, you don't feel good about yourself. Mm. And that's a problem. And you can tell her that. And the reason you don't feel good about yourself is because of the way she treats you. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. You're a grown ass woman with a kid, and you gotta build your life. And sometimes you gotta stand up for yourself to manipulative and emotionally draining family members.
And I think if you do have that conversation, I think if your grandmother hears exactly what it is you're saying, I don't know if it'll change the relationship, but at least she knows exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
And she may change. Yeah. You never know. She may say, like, hell, I didn't know that I was being this way.
Oh, she knows. But she knows. Yeah, she knows.
Just trying to make him feel
better. I know. So get your mom involved, and then you got to have that combo. Just say, hey, listen, I'm out here doing my best, and when I'm around you, I don't feel good about myself, and that's on you.
Does that help, Emma?
Yeah, it helps a lot.
All right, Emma. You take care, love.
You too.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is
got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Cam, what up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I feel like my life is like an episode of Law and Order.
Oh, wow. Cam, you wrote this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I found myself in a situation where friends, or rather individuals I've known for the better part of a decade, decided for a year to come to my house at night and vandalize my car.
Oh my God.
Despite my inquiries, they never admitted to it. It wasn't until a year later when another close friend of mine disclosed that it was indeed them all along. How should I go about approaching them to get the truth? And if is it even worth trying to mend the relationship after what's happened?
Oh, it's so weird. Like, it's the whole situation happened like when I was attending college back in October of 22. And one day I came back from school and I noticed a giant pride sticker in the back of my car. And I was like, where did that come from? And it was funny because at first it was a joke, like, you know, haha, it's a sticker, you know, it's an everyday thing. But then it kept happening consistently, like every other day, every couple of days, every week. And it was always like,
they're always putting pride stickers on your car.
I know, it's very funny like that, right? It was always pride stickers. And I was very weird. I was like, where are these coming from? And it was only my car. My mom's car was never touched, or no one else's car in the neighborhood at the time was being vandalized, like mine was. I was like, what the heck is going on here?
So how many pride stickers did they put on your car?
They managed to somehow kind of do a 360 of my car and put a sticker in each of my body panels, my windows, my mirrors, and my emblems of the car. And
so
I was like,
would you pull them off and then they'd put a new one on? Or did you just suddenly, like over time, have a car that was just full of pride stickers?
Well, that would probably have been a lot more funny, but I would take them off. I would take a picture of them just to kind of have my camera and be like, this is weird. And I would throw them on the trash can and go on with my day, because no actual damage, like nothing physically to the car was happening. So I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe it's some drunk head or something.
God, they put you in a real tough spot, because it's a very difficult thing to get pissed off when somebody puts a pride sticker on your car.
Because you know what I mean? Like, okay, cool.
You know, like what? It's,
I got no problem with that.
Like, I understand. Listen, you're vandalizing my car, and I don't like that. And then, but the reaction to people would be like, well, what's the matter? What's the matter? Is it because it's pride? Right? Like, it's a very tough thing to get mad at.
So, have you ever brought it up with these individuals?
Yes.
And what did they say
later?
And what did they say?
Well, they basically said, no, it wasn't us. We're not outside of that time. We have work early in the morning.
Okay,
and I'm
okay.
Like, okay,
so, but do you know for sure it was them?
Yes.
Okay.
So have you not said to them, I know it's you, so-and-so told me?
No. I have. I have, but they still haven't said to me, yes, it was us, sorry. They had said, okay, whatever, you have no proof, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay
that's really
whatever.
Weird. Do you even want to be friends with these people?
The thing is it's, no.
Okay.
And
so then that's your answer. Then that's your answer. That's your answer.
Yeah.
Now the only problem is that, like, I would just let them know, hey, listen, I know it's you guys 100%. You don't have to admit it. I already know it's you. So if it happens again, I know it's you.
Yeah.
And
the only way I found out it was them is that I had another incident in the summer this past thing where I actually had an incident where they crushed up Rexall medication on the hood of my car.
Oh my God.
And then left the lighter underneath the wiper blade of my car. And I'm like, okay, what?
Bro, that's like straight up vandalism.
Yeah. Okay,
that's call the cops vandalism.
Yeah. You need to get a camera, dude.
I did install cameras, and then I openly told them in the group chat that we were in at the time, like saying, hey, I have cameras. And then it just kind of stopped.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. Okay, but then I got a call from someone that had the same instance in the friend group. And then that kind of narrowed down my selection.
You're not going to be friends with these people anymore.
Leave the group chat. Yeah. Let them know straight up.
Yeah.
Like, it's over. It's done. You know, you have proof, and it's got to stop.
Yeah. And you don't even need to make a big giant announcement about leaving the group chat. Just leave the group chat.
And I didn't. And I don't like causing problems, because like my life, I'm happy where it is with my own people that I have. And it's just, it should have been done a long time ago, but it was just funny having this issue of having these stickers appear in my car where it was like, huh.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Cam, why do you got such a big problem with pride?
I don't know, man.
I'm joking.
Cam, hope that helped. It was great talking to you.
All right, thank you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.